はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京、夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, we'd like to thank everybody for the iTunes reviews, Yahoo reviews, votes, emails, posts. Thank you guys. We came in this morning, Monday morning. We saw those. Put us in a great mood for the show. Right, Natsuko?
Right. どうもありがとう。
Yes. Thank you again so much. Now again, don't forget, please stop by www.japanesepod101.com. Leave us a post. Check out what's new, what's going on. We put some great things on the blog yesterday. A great article about os, which we introduced
a couple weeks ago,
and a great video that Minty-san provided for us. So definitely stop by and check it out. Okay, now let's get into today's lesson. Now, today we have another edition of Survival Phrases. Well, you know, we're up to 7 now?
Wow. Yes. I didn't notice.
They're adding up. And again, people listening to Just the Survival Phrases, you guys are almost ready to switch over to the main courses.
Right.
This is how far you've advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, these are the phrases that are going to get you through your trip. Not just get you through your trip, make your trip more exciting, give you more opportunities, give you more chance to interact and get so much more out of your trip. Now, again, today we have some really, really great phrases for you. Right, Natsuko?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please listen close as part of this phrase was introduced last week. See if you can pick it up. Okay, Natsuko, can you give us the first phrase?
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Excellent. One more time.
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Okay, Natsuko. Now, can you tell us what does this mean?
How to say this in English?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Can you give it to us one more time, slowly?
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Excellent. Okay, a lot in there. But first, let's start off with the phrase that you guys should remember from last week. Now, Natsuko, what was the phrase we had last week?
英語で.
Yes, and what does this mean?
In English.
Excellent. Now, break it down just one more time for everybody out there.
英語で.
And one time fast.
英語で.
Yes, so in English.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what was the translation you gave us for the expression?
How to say this in English.
Yes. Okay. Now, what's the word for this?
これ.
Break it down.
これ.
And one time fast.
これ.
Okay. Now, in the expression we had.
これは.
Now, this wa is the same wa as the magical wa, right?
Oh, yes.
And it's just marking this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now give us the first part all together.
これは英語で.
Okay. Now, the next part you gave us was.
何.
Okay. What's this?
What.
Yes. What. Break it down.
Na.
One time fast.
Nang.
Okay. So now give us what we have all together so far.
これは英語で nam.
Yes. Which roughly means?
What this in English.
Yes. Now we need the last most important part, which is?
言います.
And this means?
Say.
Okay. One more time.
言います.
Okay. Break it down.
言います.
Okay, and one time fast.
言います。
Excellent. Now, we got a lot more stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, give us the whole phrase one more time.
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Now, I noticed that there's two things different from what we have introduced up until now and the whole phrase.
Yes, right.
Now, what are the two differences?
と and か.
Okay. Let's talk about the easy one first.
Okay.
What does the ka do?
Oh, it makes the sentence as a question.
Yeah. So that's all you have to think about that one.
Yes.
Now, to is a bit tricky and beyond the scope of these lessons. So for those interested, we're going to introduce much more about this in later lessons. But for those of you out there just coming to Japan, just using these to get by, just remember you need to put to in front of
言います.
Yes. Okay, so can you give us the whole phrase?
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Yes, which is?
How do you say this in English?
Yes, excellent. Now again, this is a phrase that is so useful because you might not be carrying a dictionary mm-hmm. with you all the time.
Right.
And if you memorize this phrase,
yes.
it's almost like you turn yourself into a dictionary.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And not only that, when you, again, this is a great, great phrase to start up a conversation.
Right.
And so many people out there will be willing to help.
Yes.
You know, the first approach is so important with Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Now we gave you, give us the expression one more time.
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Yes. Now, you can drop the first part, this is, right?
Right.
And you can point at something and say,
英語で何と言いますか?
Yes, and this is the one I kind of recommend because it's much easier,
right.
easier to remember, much more practical to use.
Yes.
And it also works for that over there. It works for many different types of situations.
Right. You can just point it out.
Right? So, Natsuko, let's do a little example.
Okay.
Say we're at the restaurant.
Yes.
Again, we're always at the restaurant.
But that's the most useful example, isn't it?
I think so, too. So, say you're at the restaurant. Food's coming out, and they're yes. putting it down in front of you.
Yes.
And they're telling you what it is.
Yes.
In Japanese.
Japanese.
And you want to know, you really want to know what it is in English before you eat it.
Yes.
You can point and say,
英語で何と言いますか?
Yes. One more time.
英語で何と言いますか?
Perfect. And this is so practical, so useful. And you're going to build your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you don't need the dictionary anymore. You can throw that thing away.
Yes.
Well, don't mm-hmm. throw it away just yet. We got a little overboard.
Yeah.
Hold on to it. But you can start building your vocabulary and the flow of the conversation won't die down because instead of flipping through your dictionary or something like this, you can just ask.
Yes.
Really great phrase. Mm.
And I think, you know, people are really helpful with you. They're really kind. So they're going to try their best to figure out what to say in English.
Yeah. I think you're very right, Natsuko. Okay. Now, you know what? Why don't we flip it around? Now, Natsuko.
Oh, yes.
You know, we just don't want to know English. Mm-hmm. A lot of people coming to Japan are really interested in Japanese.
Right.
And there's so many words they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you another word
oh.
to really help you out. Because mm-hmm. this is for maybe a bit more advanced people or people who have studied.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a really great phrase all around.
Right.
Now, we gave you, how do you say this in English?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's flip it around and give you, how to say this in Japanese?
これは日本語で何と言いますか?
One more time.
これは日本語で何と言いますか?
And this time, ゆっくり、slowly, ゆっくりお願いします。
これは日本語で何と言いますか?
All right. Everybody get that out there? Just one word difference, right?
Right.
Okay. What stays the same?
これは何と言いますか?
Is the same. Now, what's different?
日本語で.
Yes. And what does that mean?
In Japanese.
Excellent. Now, can you break this down for us?
日本語で.
One time fast.
日本語で.
Yes. And now you have the tools to ask how to say this in Japanese.
Yes.
And this is just great.
Right.
You know, this is really good for people who have a little bit of Japanese background.
Mm.
You know, you don't have to switch to English anymore.
Yes, yes, right.
Right?
Yeah, you can get a lot of information.
A lot.
A lot.
With these two phrases going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
you can almost leave the dictionary at home. Now you can start thinking about it. Well, still bring it along, but
right.
Now you can start thinking about it. So again, let's give you these two phrases one more time. See if you can pick up the difference. We're not going to tell you which one's coming first. We'll give you the answer right after. Okay, Natsuko, give us one.
これは英語で何と言いますか?
Which is?
How do you say this in English?
Excellent. Next we had?
これは日本語で何と言いますか?
And which is?
How do you say this in Japanese?
Great. Very, very nice, Natsuko. Okay. So now you got the speaking down.
Yes.
And this is going a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this expression, I would like to take the time to apologize to all my Japanese friends out there listening. Because when I first learned this phrase, and we spent the day together, it was just,
これは日本語で何と言いますか?
I would not shut up. My poor, poor Japanese friends. But we recommend you do the same thing.
Yes.
This is one way that you're going to get good very fast. And not only that, it's going to give you opportunities to meet people. I've met so many people by asking.
Right. So it's a really good way to communicate, isn't it?
It's a great way to communicate.
Yes, and it's also an easy way to communicate.
Yep. Now, I want to introduce again the word for slowly, which is?
육구리.
Okay, break it down.
육구리.
And again, we can combine this with what we learned in the first survival phrases, which is?
오네가이시마스.
So the whole phrase goes?
육구리 오네가이시마스.
Yes. And now with this tool, combined with the tools we just gave you, watch how a conversation at the restaurant would go.
Mm-hmm.
So the waiter brings over the food.
Yes.
Puts it down.
Yes.
You want to know what it is.
Yes.
So you can say to him,
これは英語で何と言いますか?
So he might be able to give you the answer.
Yes.
But he might not be able to.
Yes.
So what you can then ask is,
これは日本語で何と言いますか?
Yes. And that one, he'll answer.
Of course.
100%.
Yes.
100% money back guarantee. Mm. He'll answer that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he'll give you the answer, but it might be a little fast.
Yes.
So when he gives you a fast answer, you can say,
ゆっくりお願いします。
Yes. So with these two, you can get the Japanese name.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have the Japanese name, you can use your dictionary.
Right.
Which, yeah, you're still holding on to.
Yeah.
Or you can ask a Japanese friend later.
Mm-hmm.
This will give you the tools to really learn, really kind of get into the culture.
Right.
Okay, so what we're going to do is give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Natsuko will be the waitress.
Yes.
And I will be the customer
mm-hmm.
who came from overseas to eat some Japanese food.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Natsuko puts the food down.
どうぞ.
すみません. これは英語で何と言いますか?
Octopus with wasabi.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was the example where the waitress speaks English.
Right.
And next we have the example where the waitress doesn't speak English. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now pay attention. Here we go.
どうぞ.
すいません. これは英語で何と言いますか? じゃあ、これは日本語で何と言いますか?
これはタコワサビです。
すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。
これはタコワサビです。
ゆっくりお願いします。
タコワサビ。
タコワサビ。
そうです。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
Okay, excellent. Great. Now, this is the type of conversation that can happen, that
mm-hmm.
does happen all the time, because
right.
many times things come out and I don't know what they are, so I want to know what
yeah,
this is.
Right.
And also, I want to know how to say it so mm-hmm. I can tell my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you tell your friends, mm-hmm. I ate taco wasabi,
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting for
right.
them. Okay. So that about wraps it up for today. But first, before, let's just explain. What is taco wasabi?
It's raw octopus.
Raw octopus.
Yes. Served with wasabi.
Yes. And it's very good. I like it.
I like it too.
Okay. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, we're giving you more and more tools so that you can get out there and use this stuff.
Yes.
You know, this is stuff that you can just throw around.
Yeah, right.
Don't be afraid. People are going to reciprocate.
Right.
It's very, very nice. And it makes so much more of a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will be exciting to
yeah.
use it. You know, you can't expect what's coming after.
Exactly. And not only that, it breaks the ice. It's so much more exciting when you go into a restaurant. Instead
yes.
of just, you know, we showed you how to order.
Mm-hmm.
But now you know how to order. Mm-hmm. Ask what it is.
Yes.
Ask. Try and talk. And it'll make the experience so much more exhilarating.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.